LaGrasse, if I could ask you, because many of your comments were directed at problems that have been in the past in other particular trail areas. Do you feel comfortable with the language that he mentioned in here, that no private property would be taken without consent, or does that still allow what you mentioned as, you know, the threat of eminent domain to produce a willing seller?
Well, I don't know the degree to which the bill would prevent that specific thing, the use of the threat of eminent domain, because I don't know if the National Park Service has that as a carte blanche power. But there's also another area, and that is the Park Service use of surrogates to do eminent domain to, in the state of New York, where I'm most familiar, there are Park Service offices which are involved in the creation of portions of trails, and they'll work closely with the municipality with grants, and the grant will be given to the municipality. And the municipality's power of eminent domain to build parks will be used to create the trail and be used to threaten the people along the trail route so that they may give their easements or may sell their property. So then at that point, if the municipality would have created the trail, then over the years the National Park Service would then own the trail. And that's not a remarkable instance. That's rather commonplace, actually. So that wouldn't relate to the protection of the bill, because the bill would have to have an additional restriction that no trail properties that were acquired by eminent domain or even by, I don't know how you can say, the threat of eminent domain, but under the power of eminent domain or some private property owners, basically, could be incorporated into the trail if that was done after the enactment of the bill.
These other governmental entities, is that part of the so-called front groups that you mentioned in your written testimony to which the chairman referred?
Yeah, there are two forms of front groups. There's the nonprofits and the local government agencies who want to have the grants.
I appreciate what both the Colonel and Mr. Barras are saying here. I think you're both talking very similar about the importance of respecting private property along these trail routes. And I think it's one of those things that, coming together between the two concepts, we could draft language that would be very easy to make sure that those protections about which Ms. LaGrasse has concerns could be ensured in the bill, and the bill can move forward without any kind of concern whatsoever with those type of things. So I think what you're talking about are very, very similar. You're not that far apart in coming up with what I think should be stock language that we could use to guarantee private property rights in future. But I appreciate once again all of you coming here, spending the time. Very good testimony from all three of you, and I think you helped at least me, and I'm sure the chairman of this committee, fully understand the dynamics of these particular issues. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Bishop, and thank the witnesses. Meeting's adjourned.